potassium is always a concern for our cotton growers, but UGA Extension soil scientist Glenn Harris says that this year's unusual weather has shifted some of those concerns to another major nutrient.
Don't get me wrong, we still have potassium issues out there, but overall I think we've seen a lot more nitrogen, and that kind of makes sense with all the rain we've had. Nitrogen's more mobile than potash. Also, a lot of our potash problems come when we have a real heavy bowl set, and unfortunately with all this rain, we probably don't have the yield potential overall we had last year. So, I'm seeing more nitrogen and potassium this year. They're both very important, and I'll continue to look at both.
Harris adds that one of the big questions he's received this year is just how late is too late to put fertilizer on the ground.
And normally, we don't like to put soil-applied nitrogen and potash after the third week of bloom. The problem was we had a lot of cotton that was so wet we couldn't get in there, and it started bloom in the third week of bloom, so that was really a challenge.
And Harris notes that foliar feeding may still be an option on some of the late June planted cotton. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.